Turn your radio on.
This is a download from Triple J.
Australia's national youth network. On radio,
on TV,
and online.
For more music, current affairs, comedy, and culture.
Triplej.net.au.
And now,
Robbie,
Marie,
and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Well, the Song Summit has been happening this weekend in Sydney. I was lucky enough to be invited along. Robbie's off talking to someone, Sandy Tom or something, I don't know. But I am here with James Mercer from The Shins, who is in the country for the Song Summit. Are you playing any secret gigs while you're out here? Any shows?
No, I've just played that one song here, so
that's it. Is it weird coming out? You know, it's not really doing any gigs, just touring.
It's nice, actually. It's kind of cool. We came down early. We went up to the Great Barrier Reef and stuff. My wife and I,
yeah,
and baby, and it's casual, you know.
Yeah,
playing gigs is vaguely stressful, you know. You don't want to screw up, disappoint yourself.
But with the Barrier Reef, you're guaranteed.
Yeah, we've been just having fun.
Is it the right time to go to the Barrier Reef at the moment? Were there stinger suits?
Yeah, stinger suits and stuff, so maybe not. But it was still beautiful and fun.
Were you wearing a stinger suit?
Yeah, I look great. I got pictures.
You have photos?
Yeah, I do.
Can we give you our email address at the end of this interview?
Chance in hell.
There's a very good... Okay, there's no chance, but if you look on our website now, you will not find any photos of James Mercer.
We'll see.
Awesome. And your friends Modest Mouse were in town, and you saw them. But you didn't get asked to get up to play any songs with them?
No, I don't know, maybe... which I'm glad about, you know. Like I said, I can do just being in the audience and hanging out. Free beers in the back. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that's Isaac... or my style, you know, to like, let's do this thing on stage, special moment, you know.
You were here for the Songwriting Summit. Do you mind talking about songwriting? Do you find it easy?
It's not necessarily easy to talk about, but it's sort of an interesting subject to me, you know, because it is kind of, this aspects of it are kind of mysterious, you know, and I do wonder about it, you know, how it works and so on. And I think also that there's a lot of people here who know a lot more about it than I do, especially the technical side of it, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of fascinating.
Have you learned anything in the couple of days you've been?
No. Yeah, a little bit, you know. I've learned a lot about the business side of things, of publishing and stuff.
What's going to change in the life of the Shins?
I mean, yeah, that whole thing is pretty interesting, you know. Right now it seems that we definitely have entered this new realm of how publishing works and how music is purchased and how you make money off of your music and stuff.
Are you aware of that new record deal style thing that's happening, especially in the States now, that the record labels get...
They want a percentage of the touring and stuff?
Yeah, all that.
That's really the death throes of a dying animal biting to get you at the final, is how that sounds to me, frankly.
It's like, okay, the record labels are obviously, you know, hurting from downloads or whatever, but instead of making it more enticing for a band to sign
just
and
make it.
To buy music.
Right. Just, well, I think in the idea there is the hope that they'll just get one last fool, you know, to like sign up with them and they'll have a hit and they'll be able to have 10 more minutes of life or something.
You know, the truth is that they'll get hundreds more fools.
Yeah, maybe so. Young kids and stuff, I don't know.
Well, I guess that's why things like this are good.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that you know, man, if you could send a message to those young bands out there, it would be don't sign anything. You know, just hold off and get help and get advice because, you know, it's dire straits out there for these people. They're desperate.
Because you've been in a band, or in the band that became The Shins, for a long time before you signed to Sub Pop.
Yeah, true. But, you know, we lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's pretty isolated, and we didn't have... I certainly wasn't savvy about the music business or anything by the time I signed at 29 years old. You know, I was green.
Yeah, it was funny seeing you up on the panel with Josh Pike and Sandy Tom.
Yeah, and Josh Pike, who has A&R experience. I mean, he knows from business.
He was like a shark.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, he really knows his stuff. Mm. And, I mean, I learned a lot from that. You know?
Have you heard his music as well?
Yeah.
It's amazing that someone that is quite so tender in his songwriting.
Right.
He's got such a calculating mind.
I think he probably learned to be that way.
You're listening to Triple J, and I'm talking to James Mercer from The Shins backstage at the Sydney Song Summit. The song which we just heard was Sea Legs, which is Off Wincing the Night Away. When the album first came out, this song went for like 5.5 minutes. And I remember we actually chatted to you about it, and we talked about the process of writing the song and the repeated chord pattern and everything. Mm-hmm. And that it was a shame that we couldn't really play it on the radio because it was too long.
Right, yeah.
And now it's all short, and there's a chorus at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. That was partly, you know, that was the solution, basically. Joe Ciccarelli took it back into the studio and edited it down and added the chorus at the end, which a friend of mine who had done a remix of the song had done. He had just sort of on his own, independently, put the chorus back in at the end, and we all loved it.
I guess, you know, being someone who is in complete control of your songs, obviously when you wrote Sea Legs, it seemed natural to end the song the way that it was, the way that it ended.
It really did, yeah, to me. You know, I just felt that the chorus was unnecessary. It seemed like bringing it back in would have been just sort of a really pop move.
Yeah.
You know, but then when I discovered you guys actually wouldn't play it.
Well, not me personally.
Well, no, of course, yeah. But, you know, like the radio in general.
Yeah.
I you know, I'm pragmatic.
I know you've just told us at the Unearthed Song Workshop. Can you tell us how the end of that, once again, how the end of Sea Legs happened?
Oh, right, yeah. It's pretty funny. Sea Legs was really pieced together, you know, and so it was, I had been using a drum machine and had been sampling my guitar and bass lines and things. And so I had all these bits and pieces, and I had a few of them I had thrown over to the side because I didn't know exactly what to do with them. And, you know, you kind of, the cool thing about using a computer is you can do that. You know, just take this, put it over there, forget about it. You know, you can work in a sort of landscape like that. And so I left the room, and the computer was still running. And it happened to come across where I had just randomly thrown these bits. And the two chords combined created this minor seventh chord that ended up to me just, I was like, oh my God, that's the way it's got to end. It's got to be this weird prog jam at the end over these Latin sort of chords. And so it was a total fluke. I mean, I don't know what the odds are of that happening, you know, but they're slim.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to try that for your songwriting from now on?
Just like scramble everything.
It's like the, yeah, you know, cutting up words to write deep poetry.
Yeah, right. I doubt it would work very well. One in a million shot. You know?
James Mercer, thanks very much for coming out to Australia. And
cool, man.
At the
pleasure coming down here. Thank you.
And we'll see you again soon.
Very good.
You're listening to Triple J with Robbie Murray and the Doctor. You're listening to Triple J, and I'm talking to James Mercer from the Shins backstage at the Song Summit. Zan, who came and introduced you and hung out with you on Thursday night, mentioned that you are you're going to do something a little bit different from the Shins later this year.
Yeah, I'm looking to do some sort of a new project, you know, and who knows what exactly it'll be, but, you know, just kind of want to step out on my own and find some new people, just, you know, kind of switch it up a little bit and see what happens. Do a new project, basically. Not like a solo project necessarily type of thing, but work with different people and collaborate a bit more and see how it goes.
Because the Shins is ostensibly just you, your songwriter.
Yeah, I mean, it's like originally it was like a side project. I had a band that I was in that was, you know, playing a working band in New Mexico, and I started the Shins as like this vehicle for my songs. So, I mean, it is sort of, in that way, it could be considered some sort of a singer-songwriter thing, but, you know, I've worked so closely with my bandmates, and they really are a huge influence on the sound, and they help so much in so many different aspects, production and fleshing out the songs and stuff. I'm excited to work with just other people. You know, I've worked with Jesse and Marty for probably 15 years, you know? Mm-hmm. In some form or another.
Are you just looking to
just
to see other
mix
people?
It up. Yeah, seeing other people.
Have you decided on any people? Have you been talking with anyone?
I've been playing around town with different drummers and stuff in Portland and stuff like that. It's really casual right now.
So
and I'm just writing, you know, pretty much is the main thing I'm working on.
So they don't know that there's a chance that they're going to be a part of a big new James Mercer project? There's no pressure?
They do know that there's a chance,
right.
I think.
Oh, very exciting. The Portland area is buzzing.
Turn your radio on.
This is a download from Triple J.
Australia's national youth network. On radio.
On TV.
And online.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture.
triplej.net.au.
And now,
Robbie,
Marie and the Doctor.
Triple J.